Chapter 18, The Arch Preposterous. Beelzebub continued, "My first meeting with the three-scented beings who later became my essence friend, and thanks to whom I saw these experiments with the omnipresent Okidanok, took place in the following circumstances. You must know that at the beginning of my exile to that solar system, certain essence friends of mine who had not taken part in the events that caused my disfavor carried out in relation to me personally the sacred process which exists in the universe under the name of the sacred Visnush Litzval. That is to say, they implanted in the presence of certain corresponding three-centered beings by means of a sacred process called Askelnuazar, the impulse that objective science describes as trusting another as oneself. Well then, soon after my arrival in the solar system Ors, I began visiting its various planets. And when I first ascended to the surface of the planet Saturn, it turned out that one of the beings who had undergone the sacred action of Visnush Litzval in regard to my person was what is called there the Karakrakhukri. Of all the three-centered beings arising and existing on that planet. On the planet Saturn, that name is given to the sole chief of all the other beings on that planet. Such being chiefs also exist on every other planet where three-brained beings breed. On different planets, they are differently named. And on Earth, such a chief is called a king. The only difference is that while everywhere else, even on the other planets of the same system, there's only one king for the whole planet. On your peculiar planet Earth, for each accidentally separated group of your favorites, there's a separate king. Sometimes, even several of them. Well, when I ascended to the surface of the planet Saturn and began to mingle with the three-centered beings there, it chanced that on the day after my arrival, I had occasion to have a meeting with the sole chief being himself. In the course of our exchange of subjective opinions, he invited me to stay on in his own palace for the whole of my sojourn on the planet, and this I did. So, my boy, once, while we were talking, simply according to the flow of associative being mentation, we happened to touch upon the question of the strange results that arise from the manifestations of the particularities of the omnipresent Okidanok. The venerable chief of the planet Saturn mentioned that one of his learned subjects, by the name of Harkhar, in order to study certain previously unexplained properties of that cosmic substance, had recently devised an exceedingly interesting apparatus, the chief demonstrating part of which he called Krakhart Tsaka, and he offered to make the necessary arrangements, if I wished, to have this new invention shown to me with full explanations. The result was that the following day, escorted by one of the venerable chief's attendants, I went to the place of existence of Gurnahur Harkhar, and there for the first time I witnessed these novel experiments elucidating the omnipresent Okidanok. Gurnahur Harkhar, who afterward, as I've already told you, became my essence friend, was then considered one of the foremost scientists among the ordinary three-brained beings of the whole universe. All his discoveries were widely known, as were the apparatuses he had invented for his experiments. And on various other planets, other learned beings were making more and more use of them. Here it will do no harm to remark that I owe it entirely to his knowledge that I was later able to install in my observatory on the planet Mars that Tescuano, which so enhanced the power of my sight that remote cosmic concentrations could be perceived as 7,285,000 times closer. The truth is, it was thanks to this Tescuano that my observatory was later regarded as one of the best installations of its kind in the whole universe. Most important of all, by means of this Tescuano, I was able, even while staying at home on Mars, to see and observe relatively easily the processes of existence taking place on those parts of the surface of other planets of that solar system, which, in accordance with the common cosmic harmonious movement, could be perceived by being sight at the given moment. When Gurnahor-Harhar was told who we were and why we had come, he came to meet us and very amicably began his explanations. Before going into this, perhaps I should warn you once and for all that my conversations with three-centered beings dwelling on the various planets of that solar system where I was obliged to exist for the sins of my youth, as for instance the conversation with Gurnahor-Harhar, were all held in languages still unknown to you, whose consonances were sometimes quite indigestible by the normal being functions meant for this purpose. And so, my boy, I shall not repeat these conversations word for word, but simply give you their meaning in our language, continuing, of course, to use those terms and specific names, or rather those combinations of sounds produced by the being vocal cords of your favorites on the planet Earth, which, owing to their frequent repetition in my tales, have now become familiar to you and easily understood. Yes, it should be added here that the word Gurnahor is used by the three-brained beings of the planet Saturn as a matter of courtesy. They put it in front of the name of the one they are addressing. It is the same with your favorites on the planet Earth, who have invented the custom of putting the word Mr., or sometimes a whole meaningless phrase, in front of the name of the person they are speaking to, which expresses a notion that our Honorable Mullah Nasruddin characterizes in the saying, in any case, there's more in it than in the wiseacrings of an expert in monkey business.